All right, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi, good night of Shabbos. Such a schos Baruch Hashem to be able to learn the Piyajatnas Torah. Rabbi Steve, who are our sponsors tonight?
Rina Walters, Lili Nishmasa, Shel, Victoria Bas Plat and Nora, mother of Rina Walters, who was nipped here a few days ago.
Shalom Shabbat Aliyah, Amen.
Barry Dubin, in honor of the birth of Eliana Navazny, with the Mazel Tov to the grandparents, Barry and Judy Navazny.
Mazel Tov.
Mazel Tov.
And we have an anonymous sponsor.
You don't want to name the anonymous. Okay.
Sponsor.
Requested anonymity.
Very
all right. There is a very special sponsor from New York. From New York, Baruch Hashem, a sponsor tonight. Cheer. Is it in honor of your birthday, Steve?
Oh, what?
You don't know?
No, I really don't know.
Okay. Shkach to our anonymous sponsor from New York. Shkach to all of our sponsors. And I will say a tremendous shkach to Reb Tzvi for the mamish. Like, I'm telling you, with chalent this good, it almost feels wrong to drive home afterwards. It feels like Shabbos. Let's see.
Beautiful. Also,
the other passengers in front of you. Yeah, either way, go.
There's many reasons
to it's a good point. It's a good point. We're gonna do ride share for now. Alright, then we'll say we are continuing tonight with the Halakha words of the Rebbe. No, so you know, I had a meeting in my office. A number of meetings in my office. I was meeting with someone, and a number of months ago, Adam David Edelman gave me a beautiful framed picture of the Piagetzna with his son. Wow. So a really beautiful, beautiful picture. So it's on my desk. So I was meeting with someone. They said, "Who is that?" I said, "Who is that?" I said, "That's my Rebbe." Mm-hmm. That's my Rebbe. They're like, "He looks a little old to be your Rebbe, right? Looks a little old." I said, "A Rebbe and this chassid, that relationship defies time. Defies time." So I had the great opportunity to tell someone about the Piagetzna. It was like a great zechus. And everybody says, we are continuing Emir Tashem tonight with the words of our Halakha Rebbe. We are picking up on page Shin Lamed Aleph. Literally right where we left off last week. Actually, the truth is, we actually began section Yud. We did a couple of lines of it last week, but we're really going to do a deep dive into it today. I'd like to try to accomplish a lot today, but again, we'll do, like it's become the theme in most of our shiurim. We set high goals and never reach them. But Emir Tzashem. But okay, it's okay. Sometimes it's all about having the goals, Emir Tzashem. So let's begin. Paragraph Yud. Writes the Rebbe. Kama misonin ha'adam al atzmo limar. Let's say how much a person laments about himself when he says, or a person complains to himself and he says, Ayei b'chirasi ha'chofshis. Do I really have free will? Do I really have free will, right? We always talk about b'chirah chofshis, about free will, that I can make my own decisions. Do I really have free will in this world? He says, "Va'ani ka'asur ba'avosos acheshek v'chemdas ha'olam." I don't have free will. I have desires. I have wants. I have proclivities. I have predispositions. I have all these different things. And his lashon over here is very profound. His lashon over here, his literal translation is, "I am bound by the chains of desire and material want." Material ones. I will say, you see, I just want to point out, like, you know, we often think that the struggles we have are like unique to our generation. It's very important to know that Shlomo HaMelech wrote, "Ein chadash tachas Hashemesh." There is nothing, right? You think to yourself, life must have been so easy in Piagetzna, right? Like what? I mean, besides the anti-Semitism, Cossacks, you know, Nazis, you know. Well, besides all those little things, right? Right. But just in general, just like, no, I mean, just like from like a Ruchnius perspective, like, you know, they didn't have internet, so already like not having internet like lops off half of the challenges we have to deal with, and then what? Like, I'm sorry. They had dialogue. Yeah, they had dialogue. It's like the AOL, you know, the AOL. So they had, you know. Let's say, so, right, what did they have, right? I guarantee you there was no nightlife in Piagetzna, right? Maybe there was a pub, but I would imagine if there was a pub or a tavern for Jews, they probably did not, probably wasn't the right idea to go there. So we think to ourselves, what did they struggle with? It must be, right? We struggle with so much. I want to say it's important that the struggles of the human dynamic are the same throughout the ages. The only difference is they manifest themselves differently. The same wants, the same desires, the same pushes, the same pulls that we experience today, the Rebbe experienced again over a century ago. It's the same thing. It's the same exact thing. It's just, again, manifests itself differently. You can see this in his words. a person says to himself, I don't really have bechira. I don't really have free will. After all, again, I'm bound in the chains of desire. Whatever those desires are, I'm bound. I will say, you know, anyone ever have like a, we spoke about this last week a little bit, right? That think about an avera that you've struggled with for a very long time. And think about how you feel about that particular avera. And more often than not, how do you feel? How do you feel? Stuck. I'm stuck. You remember we saw this last week? You ever have that moment where you're saying sorry to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah or doing tshuva on Yom Kippur, Aseres Yemei Tshuva, and then you have that like moment where you're like, oh my gosh, I've been doing tshuva for the same thing for 10 years of my life, 20 years of my life, 30 years of my life. And then there's a moment where what thought flashes through my mind? What do I think? I think to myself, you know what? I'm done. You know what? I yield. I give up. I'm clearly not going to win this battle. I'm just not going to win. So if I'm not going to win, I might as well just give up now. Okay, I accept the imperfection in this area of life. And I merit Hashem, I'll strive to do really good in other areas of life. But I'm almost ready to accept defeat in this particular area. Piaget says that so, and I feel like I can't do anything to correct this. How many years have I been trying? How many years of tshuva have I done? How many, you know, changes in my behavior, changes in my approach? I'm done. I can't do it anymore. I literally feel bound by the chains of this negative behavior. He says, "Ad shekimat i'efshar li limshal al atzmi livchar malirtzos," to a point where quite literally, sometimes in life I feel like I just don't have a choice. Umalimos. He says, I don't have control over myself. Livchor malirtzos umalimos. I don't have control over what to accept and what to reject. Right? What should I desire? What should I want? And what should I not want? What should I do? What should I not do? Listen, what he's describing over here, I don't know. I know that I've had moments like this. I would assume we've all had moments like this where you literally feel like, I can't change this. I can't change this. There's something in my life. And by the way, I don't mean over here like in a relationship with someone else, because sometimes in life, in relationships, there are certain things you can't change because I can't control other people. I'm talking about in my own life. We'll say, think back to a moment where you were struggling with something and you had that moment where you keep falling, you keep failing, and you say to yourself, there's that moment where I say, I really don't feel like I have free will in this union. I don't feel like I have the ability to choose differently. I don't feel like I have the ability to pivot. I feel like I'm stuck. He says, Avaldana. So the Piaget says, Shelechol Bechira Hamaschalas Rak Baharotse Velo Bezulasa. So we'll say, you know, it's interesting. There was the Rambam, I mentioned this one, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Deos, that in general, when it comes to most midos, you're supposed to have like a combination, right? The Rambam writes in general that the concept in midos is to always find the derech hamamutza, to find the middle path, right? You never want to be an extremist. There's an exception to the rule. What's the exception to the rule? Kas, anger. Anger, the Rambam says, is so destructive that you can't have any bit of it. You can't have any trace of it. So the Rambam says, but what happens if I say, I have a short fuse? I am an angry person. So now, okay, I understand I have to get rid of anger, but I have an anger issue. So what should I do? And what does the Rambam say? You're supposed to get ready for this. What does the Rambam say? How do you take care of your anger issue? Stop getting angry. Stop. By the way, so I mentioned this once. Somebody said, was there a Bob Hope?
Bob Newhart.
You sent it, right? Stop it. Just stop it, right? Stop it. Right? So it's incredible, right? You think about this in just a moment, and like, wow, what a like a fascinating piece of my Maimonidean wisdom, right? I could have been the Rambam, right? That's all. Like, in other words, you have a problem getting angry? What? Okay, let me figure out it. What's the Eitzah? The Eitzah is stop getting angry. So I'll say, what is the Rambam saying? What is the Rambam saying? You have a choice. Don't look at your challenges as if you have no choice. Don't look at your midos as if you have no choice. In other words, there are times in life when we say that I'm powerless to affect change. That is false. Again, at least it's false when it comes to my relationship with myself. It might not be false in other areas of life, but when it comes to me and who I want to be, it is false to say I cannot affect change within a certain personality trait that I have. The Rebbe writes, he says, no, that every single choice in life begins with the chooser, if that's the right English, and not with anyone else. No one else could choose the kind of person you are going to be except you. You have full choice. You have full control. You have full reins. I'm both saying, this is one of the scariest lessons in life. One of the scariest lessons. Right? Why? Why? Because I will say, I don't want to believe this. I want to believe that if I don't do something in life or I have a certain problem, it's because my mother didn't hug me enough, right? Or my father never played catch with me, right? Or my first grade teacher gave someone else the cookies first, right? I want to be able to blame other people for my shortfalls and my failures. That's nice and it's convenient. The Rebbe says, it feels good, but it's blatantly false. You choose you. You are in charge of you. You decide what you're going to be and what you're not going to be. And if you become a certain kind of person, you made the right choices. You don't become that kind of person, it's on you. It's on you and on no one else. He goes on, he says, Avalda, good. Muchrach mikodim lios habocha liatzmo. So I'll say this is incredible. So the first muscle that we have to like exercise in life, ultimately again, is the ability to choose for oneself. Now both say, now what's the choice? So, obviously, this all makes sense, right? There's no chiddush over here. Again, the Rebbe in general, the Rebbe usually says some things that we knew already deep down, but the Rebbe just crystallizes it for us. So now I understand the Rebbe trying to tell me that I have choice. I have bechira. And even when I think that I don't have bechira, I do have bechira. So now I will say, so how do I begin to exercise that bechira? How do you exercise that choice? So he writes, She'ish prati nevdali atzmo. I will say, the first thing I have to work on is to become an individual. It's big stuff. To become an individual. To work on my individualism. Here's what happens. You see, choice, personal choice, is a function of being an individual. If I don't view myself as an individual, and I only view myself as part of the collective, as part of the group, as part of the herd, then by definition, I don't have choice. Right? You understand this? Choice is, in other words, I can only have personal choice if I am an individual. But if I don't have individual kite, and I'm only part of the collective, only part of the group, then by definition, there is no personal choice. Therefore, coming full circle, the way to activate the muscle of bechira chafshis, of personal choice, is to cultivate your individuality. Who are you as an individual? He goes on, he says, Kimi yifchar imzulas chukos haklal in kan mu'uma. Because ultimately, again, how can you be able to choose if without the collective you're nothing? So we'll say this is incredible. So a person has to ask themselves, you know, so get ready for this line. Histakil na b'nafshecha. This is an incredible line. He says, look inside yourself. Ha'im hotseisa ato es amitos atzmecha. Supposed to hear this line? Have you, literally again, look inside your heart. Have you literally, really what did I say over here, self-actualization. Have you truly self-actualized? Have you really found the true inner you? Have you found the true inner you? I would say, no, is that not like a bombshell? No, everybody's tired tonight. It's like overwhelming. Is it overwhelming? Have you found the true inner you? Have you found yourself? Ha'im ish prati ar ata la'atzmecha? Are you an individual? Or rak chilek min amin? Or maybe you're only part of the collective. I was saying, at first glance, it sounds a little bit strange. Why does it sound strange? You're like, 1 second. I thought I'm supposed to be part of the collective. Right? Klal Yisrael, achtos, biyachen, natzeach. Right? Again, I thought it's all about being part. Also, I forgot to mention, we've dedicated our learning today in the Sosar Fu Shema for Aaron Ben Sarah Hendel, one of our precious soldiers who was critically injured in combat. We hope that Emir Tashem, he will have a complete and enduring refuah, and he, together with all of his fellow soldiers, should be successful. B'chol ma'asiyah dehem. Okay. So now, again, so the Rebbe says something amazing. Yeah, we're going to come back to Achtos in just a moment. But Lamais, I have to ask myself a simple question. Have I ever found the inner me? have I ever found the inner me? And I'll say, just imagine for a moment, just for a second. You'll say, but what is that? What is that, the inner me? So imagine for a moment, we'll say, if you took all the things that we use for definition, right? You take away my career, take away my relationships, right? So that I can't define myself what I do for a living. I can't define myself as someone's husband, someone's father, someone's brother, someone's son, someone's friend. Take away all of that. Who's left? What's left when you peel away everything? That the Piagetna says is Amitos Atzchanabosai. You know what the scariest thing in the world is? The scariest thing in the world is? Many of us are very scared by that question. Because I have absolutely no idea what I am. When you peel it all, what am I without my job? Without my job? I'm nothing.
Does that negate life experience?
No. We're going to see it doesn't negate anything. There's going to be an incredible harmony with these things. But right now, what the Piaget is just trying to do. Yonison, did we get a new ice maker? Is that I thought we did. No?
Yeah, you didn't
saw
it.
What? Hooked up tomorrow. Hooked up tomorrow. All right. Jeez, took that tomorrow.
Next
week, next week. It's going to be buckets of ice for everyone. So I say, sit down. It's a machine. Snow cones also? It's like snow cones also? Or just Snoopy Snuggle machine. Okay. Okay, let's get back to this. There's too much Lutonis over here. Okay, so we'll say, just think about just the moment, right? So some of us are like scared stiff by the question. What do you mean? You take away my profession? Well, first of all, without my profession, I'm kind of nothing. I'm kind of nothing because so many of us have our entire life success wrapped up in what we do for a living. I'm a successful person if I am successful in whatever it is, medicine, law, accounting, rabbanus, whatever teacher, sales, whatever you do. And I will say, if I take that away, so then what am I? But remember, I will say, it's important to know in life, you could lose all of those things, right? Life could take away your profession. Life could take away your relationships. And you could be left just with you. So the Piaget says, who is that? Who is that you? When you peel away everything else, who is that person? The Piagetna says, that's what he says, Amitos Atzmecha. That's the true you. That's the true you. And the Rebbe says, I have to try to discover who that is. Haim, Ish Prati Atala Atzmecha? Or Achelek Menamin? Or do I have any individual identity? Or am I just part of the group? Part of the group, part of the species, Menanoshi. Maybe again, my thing is mankind, right? Who am I? I'm part of humankind, mankind, right? That's what I am. But if I'm like that, then I'm like a flower or like an animal, right? Remember again, flowers don't have individual identities, right? Flowers at the end of the day, right? Flowers at the end of the day are part of a collective, right? So a tulip, right? It's not the pshat that, right, that the tulip comes along and says, you know, I'm going to be the best tulip ever, right? That's my avon. Mamish, I am going to, right? Never has been like a tulip like me. You're a tulip, and you're beautiful, and you're wonderful, but you're part of the tulip chavra. And that's it. There is no individual identity, right? A cow, an animal, right? Animals don't have individual. I guess the truth is maybe like pet owners, you know, that's a whole zach, but that's a different, right? Truth is I can't make fun of that anymore because Rebbe got very severely dealt with. We read in today's daf that Rebbe was punished because he did not have Rachmanis on the calf. So I'm going to have to limit my dog jokes. I think I'm going to switch to making them about the owners and not about the animals. So I think that's a little better. So just understand the following. So animals are like that, right? Animals, okay. I was like, you know, just like Lahabdo, you ever see like these crazy stories where someone has like one of these types of vicious dogs, and like the dog mauls someone, and they interview the owner's like, I can't believe it, right? It was such a nice pit bull, right? It was so nice. It rolled around with the kids. It rolled this. It was so sweet. I can't believe it did it. And you're like, you are an absolute buffoon. What do you mean you don't know? It's a dog. It's a dog. And dogs do things that dogs do. And vicious dogs do vicious things. And you could play with it, and you could love it, and you could sing to it, and you could bathe it, and you could sleep with it. You could do whatever you want. I mean, you could do whatever you want, right? But La Maisa, it's still a dog. It's still a dog. And it's so incredibly important. And that's the difference, right? The dog is always going to be a dog. The animal is always, you're true, there could be behavioral modifications, there could be different things, but la maisa, it's a dog. It's a dog. Yeah, no, it's a dog. It's a dog, right? It's a dog. That's it. So let's say, now watch this. The Gemara says, he goes on, shebechol yishyusam rakhila kaminhein. Because remember again, the animal is only a part of its animal cohort. The flower is only a member of its flower cohort. There is a collective identity, but there is no... By the way, the raya of that is, if you ever think about this, right? When are flowers most beautiful? In a bouquet, right? It's interesting. Like, even like the teva of it, right? As much as a singular rose, you know, might be nice, right? But a dozen roses... Like, it's interesting. Flowers, the whole chaf with flowers is a bouquet, right? Tomorrow when you bring your wife home flowers for Shabbos, which everyone has as a biblical obligation, is a mitzvah d'oraisa. Really it is. Also, it's the least a husband could do for his wife is to bring home flowers. Like I say, not Trader Joe's flowers. Like go to a proper florist, spend the extra $10 and bring home proper flowers. Bring home proper flowers. Okay, but again, we'll say, this is like one-stop shopping this year. You get everything, right? Marriage advice, pet advice, right? Trader Joe's might have a tight on me, right? That's true. Although I just gave them free advertising, you know? So understand, the flower is most beautiful in the bouquet, right? Why? Because flower's identity is part of the collective. An individual flower could be very pretty, right? But lamaisa, the real power of it, same thing, right, with animals, right? When you see like a herd of animals, like that's like an animal here, an animal there, that's fine. But like, again, when there's a group, why? Because these things have group identity, don't have individual identity. He goes on, he says, ubishvil zeh, ubishvil zeh, gam nityusam, v'gam ritzonam, lo chavshi, v'lo bahem maskil. Therefore, also, here's what's interesting, is anything that operates in a group, by definition, does not necessarily have free will. If, in other words, part of only functioning as part of a group or part of a herd is that you don't necessarily have the ability to function as an individual. He goes on, he says, "Rak bechukos hamin sagar." I'll give you a great, incredible example of this. When we were in South Africa, like a number of years ago, so my host was telling me, I forgot the technical term from it, but like the animals migrate across the Serengeti, right? There's this mass migration, and people go to watch the migration. So the person I was thinking of, he told me he had watched the migration, and he told me something amazing. He said, I think it was the hippopotamuses, is that the plural, hippopotamuses? Hippopotami.
don't
listen to that. I love listening to that, right?
How is he's an expert.
Really, hippopotami?
Yeah. He minored
in hippopotami. Hippopotami. Okay, hippopotami. The hippopotami, or the zebras, I don't remember which one it was, but listen to this. So as part of the migration, they have to go across bodies of water. Now, at certain points, the bodies of water become deep, and there's also like predators in the water, and so they know, like, it's yadua, that not everybody's getting to the other side. But yet, every animal goes. Right? In other words, no one says, you know, guys, I'm going to sit this one out. You know, I'll wait back here. Right? Everybody goes. Why? That's the program. That's what the herd does. That's the migration. So I'm going to say, it's incredible, right? There's no individuality. There's absolutely no individuality. Right? Lamaisa. And that's right, there's no bechira chavshis, right? One hippopotamus can't decide, you know what, I know the rest of the chevra is going across the river, you know what, I'm going to go over the mountain. That doesn't happen. That's not the way it works. The herd mentality says everyone does the same thing. There is no deviation, there is no aberration. Everyone goes down the same derech. He goes on, he says, ubameh. So we'll say, so now you see something amazing. Herein lies the fundamental difference between man and animal. See, we'll say, we always knew that we had bechira, right? We have free choice. Animals don't have free choice. What the Rebbe is telling us is, how does bechira chafshis manifest itself? And the way it manifests itself is in my individuality. I have the ability, or maybe better stated, I have the sacred duty to become an individual, to actualize my own personal identity. Now, it becomes a circle, right? Because Remember,
the purpose is to contribute to a group.
Oh, we're coming back to the group. We're definitely going to come back to the group because obviously we know already the group, the klal, right, is important. But right now, before we get to that, the Rebbe is focusing over here on bechira. So I know that I have free choice, even though in life sometimes I feel I don't have free choice. I know that I do have free choice. How do I find my free choice? The way I find my free choice, says the Piagetzna, is by finding my individuality. When I find my own unique identity, that's how I find my Bechira Chafshis. So obviously now the question becomes, we'll say, what's the $1 million question? How do I find my individuality? Okay, so I got it. I need to find my own, what the Rebbe called, what was his lashon, amitus atzmecha, right? I need to find my own individuality. And the way I find, because if I find that, then I find my free will. So how do I find my own identity? I will say, is this not the most, you know, it's interesting, right? Because so often we're taught like just the opposite, conform. Right? The box is like this. And even if you could draw the box a little bit bigger, a little bit smaller. But let me say there's a box. Fit into the box. And the Piaget, we'll get to that. That's not necessarily a wrong statement. But Piaget, I still have to find my own individuality. So watch this. So we'll say, how do I find my own individuality? How do I do that? He says, Imbidmus kamos sichlo. Shabbo say, if you think it's about maybe like how smart I am. Right? Maybe what the way I express my individuality is like how smart I am compared to you, right? I'm an X, right? I'm an X of smartness. You're X plus Y, so you're more smart. I'm less smart. Maybe that's how we define our individuality, by our varying levels of intellect. Kamos ritzono, or maybe it's willpower. You know, again, one person has more willpower, another person has less willpower. So maybe I define individuality by willpower. Sorry, kamos levad, the Gemara says, kamos ritzono, or kamos levad, or maybe just in general, we'll say, kamos means like a quantity. Or maybe just in general, the way individuality is expressed is through quantities. And whatever quantity it is, I have less money, you have more money, right? I have more simcha, you have less simcha, whatever it might be. Maybe that's how individuality ultimately, again, is dictated by relative quantities that people have of different things. She'eno domer l'shal chaveiro. He says, here's the problem with that. Halo afa behema v'chayo midos kamosan eno shavas b'chol echad. Now we'll say, that can't be it. Why can't that be it? Because even by animals, there are differences in quantities. Right? There are differences in quantities. For example, he says, hayalda kamos kocha ritzona v'efshar gam kamos daito yisera kamos hazakeno. Umikol makom nitios hamin v'chukos hamin es kulan makifos. So ultimately, again, so the Piaget says something amazing. He says, that can't be. I'll tell you why. Animals, for example, also have different quantities of things, right? A younger animal has more strength than an older animal. An older animal might possess, you know, more honed-in instincts than a younger animal. So if individuality is just based on quantity, whatever that quantity may be, that can't be it. That can't be what creates individuality. He goes on, he says, Mikol makom, netios hamin, v'chukos hamin, I'm sorry, did I skip? Good. Yisera kamos hazkeno, mikol makom, netios hamin, v'chukos hamin, es kulam makifos, lo pratios, v'lo ishios bochros. So therefore again, it can't be quantity. Steve, is the air conditioning on in here? Mm-hmm. Is the air conditioning on in here? It is working? Yes. Working?
It's right up there with the air conditioning.
Okay, got it. All right, sorry. Good. So now listen to this. So the Maisa, it can't be quantity, right? Because if it was quantity, then halacha the Maisa, again, even animals have differentials in quantity. So that can't be what defines their individuality. So we'll say, last paragraph, page Shem Lamed Aleph. Mukhrach ha'ish lihi badal b'midos echiyuso liatzmo. So we'll say, watch this. If it's not quantity, then what is it? It's qualities. It's our qualities which go ahead, and Yonis, and thank you. It's our qualities which go ahead and differentiate us as individuals, which in turn lead us to be able to discover our individual identity. So not the quantities, it's not the amount of wisdom, the amount of wealth, the amount of simcha, the amount of accomplishment. That's not what defines us as individuals, but rather, again, it's the qualities we have which define us as individuals. He goes on. Lo levar shechukos bnei adam halichos sehem minageim vishitos sehem lo yasru mebli lahabit michutzalahem v'rak das liatzmo yehelo. Shabbos say what that means is essentially says the Rebbe that a person has to have his own hashkafa. His own hashkafa is the wrong word. His own das. His own das. I have to cultivate almost like my own unique understanding of the world. I have to have my own das. And my das is going to be different than your das. Now, I will say, what the Rebbe says over here is, he said, the need for the cultivation of my own das ultimately is also because otherwise I'm going to live a life where I'm absolutely constrained by what everyone else thinks. Right? See, if I don't have my own das, if I don't have my own, das literally means intellect. But really here what it means is like life outlook or personal mission statement, the personal hashkafa. If I don't have those things, then I'm simply going to be defined and confined by what other people think. So I need my own das. Ki b'lo zeh, who, listen to this. Ki b'lo zeh, lo Yehudi. Without my own das, I'm not a Jew. Af lo ish. The Rebbe says, not only are you not a Jew, but also not a person. See, I both say, this is incredible, because what the Rebbe is saying over here is not just a din by Yidden, right? It's not just a din by Jews. It's a din in mankind. That what makes humanity different than everything else in this world is the ability to cultivate a personal and unique understanding of self and a personal and unique understanding of the world. What the Piagetna calls das, or das atzmo. I have my das is the way I understand. Now, let me just frame this for just a second. In Rishon Shlavar Hirsch brings down that the reason we begin Shmona Esrei with Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, right? Discussion of the Avos. Rav Hirsch says, why is that? Because each of the Avos related to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in different ways, right? Avram Avinu was a man of chesed, charitable kindness. Yitzchak was din, strict justice. Yaakov Avinu was MS or Tiferes, some type of hybrid model. So Rav Hirsch says, we begin Shmona Esrei with the Avos, why? To highlight a very important idea, which is that even though we all say the same words in Shmona Esrei, we all relate to the Ribono Shel Olam differently. And that's important. And it's our job, right? Why couldn't Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov all be the same? Why couldn't... Because I would say, if they would have been the same, they would have missed the whole point. As if you're just saying, if Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov would have been the same, then they wouldn't have been Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. What makes them so great is they, bless you, is they each had their das li'atzmo. They each had their amitos atzmecha. They say, understood HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a different way. They understood themselves in a different way. And they understood their respective missions in a different way. It was that unique individuality. Rabosai, what is our sacred avodah in life? To become individuals. To become individuals. And through that, and now again, I want to be careful with this. I want to be careful with this, Rabosai, because sometimes people internalize this message in the wrong way. So then when people say, I'm an individual. So what does I'm an individual mean? What does it mean? What does it mean? Right? Like anti-establishment. Like, you know, like, I'm going to do it. I don't care what any of those things. That's not what this means. Again, I will say, I just want to be clear. It's not. Remember, we have 630 mitzvos, and they're coming upon us. We have a Shulchan Aruch. Contrary to popular opinion, you cannot pick and choose. You have to observe all of it. It's a package deal, and there's no opt-out, right? It's obligatory. So, on one hand, I am bound by certain realities. My job is in those realities to carve out my individuality. And herein lies what I think is probably the most beautiful aspect of Yiddishkeit. Everyone thinks that there's one of two states. Either you're an individual who is alone, or you're part of a collective who has abdicated his individuality. And what the Piaget is pointing out over here is there's nothing further from the truth. In Judaism, we have both. We have both. We'll come back. I'm absolutely part of the collective. Of course I'm part of the collective. I'm nothing without Klal Yisrael. I'm nothing without my brothers and sisters. Of course I'm part of the Klal. But I can't lose myself as a face in the crowd. I also have to cultivate my individuality. Because remember again, what's the danger? If you don't cultivate your individuality, then what? Then what? Then ultimately, again, you will lose faith that you have Bechira. And if you lose faith that you have Bechira, that's when you get yourself into all kinds of trouble. So I need to focus on this idea that I am an individual and I have a unique identity with my own das, with my own understanding. And I will say, it's the same reason, Klal Yisrael, the Medrash brings down, that when we were by Yam Suf, we saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a strong, valiant warrior. They literally saw God. Zekei Livan Veyu. And by Matan Torah, by Har Sinai, they saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu as an old, wise man. What's the pshat? You relate to God in different ways. You relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in different ways. Sometimes relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a wise and old sage, and sometimes relate to him as a valiant young warrior. Which is right, which is wrong. They're both right. They're both right. We're supposed to relate in different ways. The Rebbe goes on, he says, so I will say, so ultimately again, because with this Das Atzmo, this is how I find my individuality, my Atzmis Ishius, Udiyukan Miyuchad Li Atzmo, and I find my unique individual image. And that'll become revealed from within me. So I will say, this is incredible. That Torah Va'avoda Lomidas Kamoso Levat Tira. I will say, when you learn, get ready for this idea. When you learn, or for that matter, again, when you, now, avoda can mean davening, tzedakah, chesed, whatever it is, when you engage in spiritual service, Rabosai, don't fall into the trap of thinking that the determinant of success is quantity. That's, again, now, he points out over here, Levat, it's not the only determinant of success. Now, obviously, Rabosai, quantity is important. Quantity is important, right? If a person says, you know what, I learned for 5 minutes today, this was fantastic. This was fantastic. If you had the ability to learn for an hour, it's not so fantastic. It's not fantastic. It's imagine telling your employer, right? Listen, boss, I just want to tell you, I know I was only in for 10 minutes today. But during those 10 minutes, I was rocking it, right? During those 10 minutes, like, oh boy, right, crushed it in those 10 minutes. Shavuot say you will be a free agent on the job market. Shavuot say it's very important. It's the same thing in Ruchnius, right? It's very nice you did 10 minutes. That's great. If 10 minutes is really what you can do, then that's fantastic and beautiful. But you got to be honest. Maybe you can do a lot more than 10 minutes. Maybe you can do 20 minutes. Maybe you can do an hour. Maybe you can do an hour and a half. Whatever the number is. So again, what the PhD is saying is just be careful that we don't gauge success solely by quantity. However, so how do you gauge success? I will say, turn the page. Shesichel b'midah rabba lo, rak gam midas echiyuso yigala. So I will say, what I have to see is when I learned, like, so ultimately, again, what qualities did I bring to my learning? I will say, watch what the Piyajetna says. He says, derech ze lo batorah v'zeh ba'avoda. V'chidush hazeh batorah k'shira oseder ba'avoda k'shimtza yakira ko sheshalom et zeh va'ovra hazeh hema. I'm just going to skip a Derech HaRambam Zal LeMashal Nika B'Torah. Also, listen to this. You ever notice? The Rambam learned Torah one way. The Ramban learned Torah a different way. Rashi looks at things a certain way. So we'll say, that's it. So when the Rambam learned Torah, the Rambam says, I have a Das Atzmi. I have a Mahalich. I have a Derech. I have a Hashkafa. I have an identity. And so I'm going to learn Torah with that individuality. We'll say, that's the beauty of it. Right? You look at these shelves and they're filled with people, with Sfarim written by people who each had their own approach in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in Yiddishkeit, in Torah. And they codified those approaches. We learn from those approaches. But I will say, that's the piece just describing over here. The Rambam, how did the Rambam become a Rambam? Let's say, you know, the Rambam didn't have to do the Rambam, right? What could the Rambam have done? What could he have done? He could have said, listen, before the Rambam, there was the Rush, Rabbeinu Asher. The Rambam could have just said, I'm just going to learn the Rush. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to learn the Rush. And that's enough. If I can master the Rush, that's great. Can you imagine mastering the Rush, Rabbeinu Asher? Fantastic. Rambam could have said that, but he didn't say that. Instead, what did he say? What's my derech? Like, what's my individual quality? What's my individual talent? Now, granted, we're dealing with great tzaddikim, but the avoda is the same. What's my quality? What's my derech? What's my approach? The Rambam did this. The Ramban did this. And he goes on, last paragraph, he says, "V'lo arze levanon ke'ilu levad." And it's not just great people who have to do this. Rak gam kulanu anachnu ezovikir. I say ezovikir, it doesn't really translate well. Ezovikir means like wall hyssop. I guess like wallflowers, you know, It's only Kimmy is like regular people. As to Russell, Vidzikyona Hamiyuchadlo, I'll call Echalagalos. I will say, I need to find my individuality. I need to find my individuality. Kufiya ishios va'atzmios hamiyuchedes la'sheigala ba bechiras ha'chavshes le'atzmotiya. So I will say, ultimately, again, the sooner I discover my individuality, is the sooner, ultimately, again, I reinforce my belief in my free will. When I see that I have the koach to be an individual, that reminds me that I have the ability to choose what I want in this world and what I want in this life. Hala atzmacha mina olam. Lift yourself up from the world. Vegales ishiyuscha mina anoshim. And ultimately, again, reveal your identity. Don't just be one of the crowd. V'tiye le'ish bocher v'ovedas Hashem. In life, I will say, be a bocher. Make choices. Make choices. Don't go with the flow. Don't become a face in the crowd. Resist the temptation to always conform in every single way. And fine. Well, I just want to be clear. When you say resist the temptation to conform, again, like I said, some people take that like as a license to be a jerk. I don't mean it like that, right? That's not what we're talking about over here. We don't mean just like people who just like are brash and just like to shirk authority for the sake of shirking authority. This is reckless, irresponsible, and blatantly immature. We're talking about people who say, of course, there's a need to be part of the collective. But I got to find out, who am I? Who am I when I sit down and I learn a blot of Gemara? Right? Who am I? Like, how do these eyes see those words? Right? When I dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's the image of the Ribono Shalom that I have in my mind when I dive in? When I give tzedakah, right? How do I feel? Like, what's my hashkafa in giving? So all of these things require just the cultivation of an individual identity. And once we're able to do that, once we find our individuality, then ultimately, again, the finding of the individuality reinforces the idea and the belief that I have bechira. And once I believe that I have real free choice in life, there's nothing I can't accomplish. All right, boss, we're going to stop over here for tonight. Again, there's more. Boss, we're not finished with this. We're not finished with this. There is still more to this piece because we still have to figure out more, like, how do we make this happen? How do we fit into the cloud? Boss, say, Mayriv in the shul. Shkoyach.